Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Sunday podcast for this eighth Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm your host, Mark Hart. Let's get to it. You know, I once heard, it's always the right thing to do the right thing. Profound, huh? It's always the right thing to do the right thing. But it's not always the easy thing to do the right thing. Because when bad times hit, when hard times hit, when challenges come, as we hear in the first reading, when tribulations hit the just, that tests the just. That is for you and I, when bad times come, bad things happen, the road sort of diverges into the wood and the road turns into two paths. That's when we really find out what we believe. It's easy to sit around and say, this is what I believe about God, this is what I believe about virtue, I want to be a man of God, a woman of God, but it's when the temptation comes, when the suffering comes, when the struggle comes, and the road forks into two different lanes, and we choose one. We choose the right or the wrong, the good or the bad, the higher or the lower. That is where we show who we really are. Because it's easy to say, I'll follow you, Lord, I love you, Lord, just like Peter did, right, in the upper room. Lord, I'll follow you to your death. A few hours later, he's saying, I never even knew the man. Okay, so even one of the greatest disciples, the greatest apostle, Peter, even he struggled with it. So if you and I struggle with it, we shouldn't feel too bad about ourselves. So the question is, how do we, every single day, every single week, choose the right thing? Well, part of the answer is in the psalm. I give thanks to you, Lord. It's good to give thanks to the Lord. Do we wake up thanking the Lord? Because that already sets our posture of our heart in the right direction. I have to get up, be aware that there is a God, be aware that it's not me, be aware that this gift of life is indeed that, a gift, and that everything in our life is a gift. And even those challenges that come are gifts, because those challenges sharpen us. They make us better. They make us stronger. But we still have choices, don't we? This is why we look in the second reading, and when St. Paul's talking to the church in Corinth, and he's trying to talk about, look, there's corrupt, there's incorrupt. There's mortal, there's immortal. There's death, there's life. What do you want to do? Okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to follow God and live? Do you want to follow the world and die? It's your choice. And he's saying to people in Corinth, I'm not telling you what you have to do. I'm trying to help you understand that you have these two options. Which one are you going to follow? Jesus is the same way. If you look at the Gospel of Luke through this lens, you start to see this dichotomy. Jesus is creating two different options. Look, if the blind follow the blind, you're going to fall into the pit. All right? It's not that hard. You're going to be a disciple, you're going to be the teacher. Which one are you going to be, like, humble as a disciple, or are you going to be the teacher and be proud? What's going to happen? Are you going to focus more on your own sins or your brother's sins? Are you going to judge others, or are you going to not judge others? And as he talks about these things and he rolls them out, he says, look, you're going to bear good fruit or you're not going to bear good fruit. Jesus is making this so clear. He's like, look, you have two options, but here's the thing. You got to choose. You can't just sit and choose not to choose. And that's what a lot of people right now in the modern culture are trying to do. Hey, I don't really know. I'm not sure. I don't really believe in God, or I don't believe what the church is saying. So I'm just going to kind of tap out and sit on the sidelines. And I don't want to be responsible because ignorance makes me not responsible. So I'm just going to choose not to choose. That's lazy. That's cowardly. And that's not the gospel way. That's not what Christ is calling us to. It's not what God is calling us to. When we look at these readings this week, we're reminded once again, look, who are you? Not just who is God, but who are you? Do you want to live for God? Do you want to follow God? And then are you willing to follow God even when tribulations come, even when challenges come, even when hard times come? Because at some point, you got to choose. Have a great week, everybody.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.